This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
Good Team on Paper is a show that's just for fun and utilises the values and scoring systems of Fantasy Premier League, but is in no way affiliated to that fine organisation or the Premier League itself. As this is just for fun, you can assume that most of what we say is a joke. If you're not sure whether it was a joke or not, then it probably wasn't a funny joke. Full details of the Good Team on Paper team can be found online. Your home is at risk if you do not keep up repayments. Please gamble responsibly. You have me at hello. Is it still raining? I hadn't noticed.
Undoubtedly, the greatest team the nation has ever seen. From a yard out, he couldn't hit a barn door with a banjo.
That was as clear as dirt. The goalkeeper hoping to get on the end of it. And a goal!
He watched the ball all the way onto his forehead.
Who should know by now to try and keep his mouth shut if he's not happy with the referee.
What a story they are! Because it's that man's goal that separates the two sides.
You have my permission to scream.
Team on Paper on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome to Good Team on Paper, the show all about fantasy football. This is a very special end of year special. Where
special end
special
of year.
End of year
special.
Oh, I don't know about you guys. I'm still full after Christmas. We're recording this before Christmas.
We're hungover, but that's because we are entirely of Christmas.
Yeah. It's straight after the last episode that we recorded and we're doing, yeah. Anyway.
And imagine how drunk we got in the first one.
I can't believe those Boxing Day games produced that many goals, etc.
Wow. I'm about to break the fourth wall, guys. Matthew, can we sort your microphone out, please?
Hello.
I still can't hear you.
Well, it's not my responsibility. Can you not hear me at all?
Regular listeners will know that this delights me, that I get to talk all the time.
So has the feedback from our listener been that they want less of Bobo, more
more
Slade,
Bobby,
more Bobby,
more Bobby,
more making more Bobby, more Ali?
I think we're good now. Yeah, we're good. Don't worry.
It's like classic, like Christmas, like, you know, you in New Year, you're kind of 20 days of drinking and just falling apart, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, this is going to be, one presumes, going out betwixt Christmas and New Year.
Well, it can go anywhere. It's timeless, this comedy.
Of course. But that means that, obviously, there is no Dream Team of the Week, because unlike, I'm assuming, some Italian centre-half of some point, I am not Nostradamus.
Oh, that's
a guess. It's a stab.
That's lovely. No, we're going to have a look. There's a little special treat. You know, I've looked through Dream Team's past.
Okay.
Visited in the night by the ghost of Dream Team. who would be Alexis Sanchez?
You'll be visited by three ghosts, all of which resemble Peter Crouch because of his sunken features.
And one of them is Alan Palmer, just because he was always in the wrong place at the wrong time.
What a terrifying visage.
If Alan Palmer appeared at the bottom of my bed and I was asleep, I would, that would happen. Probably most in some parts of Sheffield, that'll happen.
Yeah. I think there's a strong argument to say that Roy Hodgson is a ghost.
Roy Hodgson is a ghost?
Yeah. I'm not saying he is a ghost. I'm saying there's a strong argument for it.
Have I suddenly got louder?
You have indeed.
Have I?
By the miraculous little...
It's because I'm talking from the past. I'm just like, as we get more towards the present,
it's
become louder.
It's becoming more lucid. It's like Back to the Future.
That's a shame, because I was...
The picture of you and your Mickey Mouse top, you're reappearing. We've got to get to the DeLorean!
Marty,
shut up, Bob Lee!
Marty, it's your kids. They've gone to Swansea. You've got to get them out of there.
And that's good advice for anyone going to Swansea.
That is true.
Speaking of Wales, did you see the news about Michael Sheen this week?
Oh, about him leaving acting?
He's quitting acting to become a full-time activist.
Sorry, two weeks ago.
This is in the future. Sorry. News a month ago. That's incredible.
But as someone pointed out online, the difficulty in him doing that is that if he becomes a very famous activist, who's going to play him in a film?
Yeah, right. He's the man of many voices, many faces. Like, it's gonna.
Michael Sheen plays you. You could be Michael Sheen for all I know. He's like, that good.
If there are any casting directors out there, then
he perfectly epitomised what a gargantuan prick Brian Clough was when he was at Leeds.
It was a great part there. I like the fact that we're becoming less topical by the second.
Yeah,
you know, as like any news story we refer to, we're gonna have to like project forward. Wasn't it awful when Phil Neville was accused of that terrible crime?
And if Deck was here, he'd go.
Allegedly,
and then he would probably go, Donald Trump is dead.
Donald Trump. That is the thing. This is the one time where Donald Trump might be dead, because it is in the future. This is incredible. You heard it here first, listeners.
Donald, if you are dead, none of us really have any sympathy.
No.
Whoever shot you, good effort. But gun control.
If you are dead, then move the cider can to the right.
Yeah.
Oh, he's alive. Oh. No.
Anyway. Weirdly, as you said that, my seat sank. Just a little bit.
That generally happened. Woo!
Donald, you big dead prankster.
We need some ghost stories.
Yeah.
If only.
A little bit later, we'll be talking about some gory stories.
Really? Ooh. Really? That's very appropriate. Ghost of Christmas presents. Shall I take you through the Dream Team's past?
I just want to do a quick shout out to our listeners. If you want to get involved, goodteam@foodbarradio is the email. At Fubar Radio on Twitter, or at Good Team on Paper if you want to contact us personally. Or you can use the hashtag GTO Paper, or you can send a carrier pigeon, or you can contact Rob and Grindr. What are those?
And here's the thing, 2017, we're stepping up our game, so join our league.
Yeah,
there is that. And also, we're going live 7 o'clock. Every Tuesday, we will be live. You can abuse us live whilst we're doing the show.
Depending on Uber.
Yeah,
like, we'll depending be there or thereabouts.
Yeah, it'd be like going live with Philip Schofield.
Yeah, but
Sarah
less,
Green.
But less allegations in the aftermath.
Phil was a perfect gentleman. Gordon the Gopher, on the other hand.
Squeak, squeak, squeak! Squeak, squeak, squeak!
He touched me in places that I didn't even know I had at that age.
Squeak, squeak.
Anyway, Matthew, what did he want to talk about?
So, if I'm going to go through from week one, let's take a look back, listeners, through a classic season. Why not? What a season it's been.
Can I play the sting?
If you wish.
The Dream Team!
A bit of hyperbole given the tone I'm going to take, but looking back, I mean, who could forget week one? Philippe Coutinho, do you remember when he was fit?
Can I go back before week one and just say thank you, Leicester City, for saving the Premier League in 2016?
Well done, guys.
You actually saved the Premier League, because it was so fucking tedious.
Yeah,
knowing that no team outside the four that can spend £500 million were ever going to win it.
It's also when they won Sports Personality of the Year team of the thing. I like the team of the year.
Yeah.
And obviously they were against like the hockey team, did very well and stuff. But,
but it's only fucking hockey.
But it was the fact that one of the teams was Team GB, the entire Olympics team, and another one was Team Paralympics GB. But that's every sportsman in the country. You can't have them. They're not a team.
And
like, that's just everybody.
And it was frowned upon at my school to beat the disabled kid.
Yeah.
But
Jamie Vardy is well up for it.
Do you know what?
Allegedly.
I was very unpopular because he was the only kid I could beat regularly.
Aww.
So I'd wheel him out.
Who would have known that he would grow up to be a top-flight centre-back called Johnny Evans?
Yeah.
So
boom!
Boom!
In your face, Johnny.
Come on.
Johnny. I've ruined your Christmas.
Just accused you of a physical disability.
So week one is Philippe Coutinho. Great player. Shame he's out.
Is he out for the season? Or is
unknown,
it just many months?
Unknown return date. I predict around March.
Mm.
That's the view from... Amanya Bykikanov, our Russian expert, but
he knows his shit.
He does know his shit.
So if you want to listen to his expert opinion, two shows ago he did an insightful interview with us. You can check it out on
traditional Russian therapy, wasn't it?
Yeah, show 14.
Controversial.
Show 14, where we really hit our stride in show 14. Had a dip at show 15, came back for 16. So Coutinho week one. Stuani! I remember watching that game in Dublin for Middlesbrough. He was superb that day, not so much since. Alexis Sanchez, he's a common face coming in. Mm. Heung-min Son, friend of the show. Nasser Chadli was week five.
I remember that.
He was stunning. He was stunning in that week. Some great performance. God, it's great to look back, isn't it?
Mm.
In week six, who could forget? It's
Ooh, Adam Lallana.
I said weak sex there.
Oh, yeah, you
because
did.
It was sexy football. Ruud Gullit was back on Merseyside. We got Lauren Koscielny, defender, week seven.
Crazy.
Junior Stanislas, week eight. Zerdan Shaqiri, week
Shaqiri,
nine.
Shaqiri,
Koscielny. Gundogan. Gundogan.
Another one that's out for the season.
Are we turn up for the season?
Apparently.
Aiden Hazard. Week number 12, Nathan Ake. What a find.
Mm.
He's been absolutely superb.
I like his hair.
He's got grey hair, hasn't he? Mm. Lovely. I like a more sophisticated Fellaini.
Yeah.
Yeah. A young Fellaini.
Fellaini who hasn't just touched a live electric wire.
True. He's just caressed it. And then week 13, Fernando Llorente. Oh, do you remember that? Oh, that late drama for Swansea. Mm. Oh, incredible.
Special.
14, he's back. Alexis Sanchez, he should be probably about four or five times, not just twice in here. He's been superb, hasn't he? 15, Jamie Vardy. Oh,
he's having a party.
Yeah, I tell you what, he probably is on New Year actually having a party. Like,
yeah, I would imagine that the reaction to getting a red card just before the Christmas period around the Premier League is, oh no, I have to miss the Christmas games.
Oh
no, I can get pissed on Christmas Day. Oh, bummer.
No, he's not getting pissed on Christmas Day. He's going down to For Your Eyes Only in Bournemouth.
Yeah, Lallana's down there.
Party, in inverted commas, down there.
Enjoying some lovely stuffing. So, as you say, like, that is actually a thing, isn't it, where players will deliberately get a yellow card. Perhaps not a red card, going a bit too far. But actually, that's a lovely break.
Oh, no, kicking the ball away. Whoa, what did I do?
I think it's because, like, the day before he got a red card, he got a particularly fine bottle of sherry. Off Claudio Ranieri, and just decided to settle in for the winter. So Jamie Vardy's week 15 and got sent off, as you say, straight afterwards. And then in week 16, who could forget it?
Adam Lallana.
If only I'm never going to get tired of doing that.
Never, ever.
I'm even getting involved with that now. So
yeah. Obviously, one of the best players in 14 was knowing me, knowing you,
Zaha.
But he didn't get in. He didn't get in, unfortunately. So we can't do that. So at the top,
I want you to all just let's agree. We didn't hear that.
No, we didn't
do
that.
Never happened.
We didn't do that.
Don't worry, I'll get the edit on.
Good. Thank goodness. The top player in any game week was the man, the master, Alexis Sanchez. Game week 14, 23 points. I mean, we talked about it at the time. It was a bonkers game week. I remember, like, it was kind of like 170 points on offer. There's been many game weeks that, you know, like, bloody hell, there was a lot of goals.
Deck, who's not here, greatly missed. Where is he? He's in New York, isn't he? Partying hard. Is that correct?
He's making our American connection with an unknown sponsor.
Ah, is that what it is? Yeah. Okay. Anyway, he was predicting...
I love DraftKings.
He was predicting Sanchez for quite a while, wasn't he?
He was. And he was right. But like
great chat, guys.
Yeah,
great chat.
So, and when you look at the top players for the season so far, it's kind of the usual suspects at the top. You know, you get what you pay for in fantasy football. It turns out,
I think, with the exception of Mane.
What have we got? We got Sanchez, Costa, Hazard, Mane, Ibrahimovic, Defoe, Walcott, Azur Pugleta, Lukaku, Lallana.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. I'm going to stop you right there because I think there are shocks in there. I think Mane, I don't think anyone expected him, despite his price tag, to A, be classed as a midfielder.
Yeah.
Or B, to score quite so many.
He's been a phenomenal signing.
Jermaine Defoe, we all know he can do it, but it's still a bit of a surprise to
He was in mind from the start. Mr. Reliable. He'll go until he's 50.
But his price tag speaks volumes for what the pros thought.
Yeah. What do you mean, the pros? Who are they?
Theo Walcott.
Who are the pros?
As in the people who set the price.
Oh, right. I thought you were denigrating us.
No.
Right.
Theo Walcott's having a bit of a career revival as a striker who actually scores goals. Which is an interesting development in his.
It's true.
In his thing. And Azpilicueta, a defender in the...
Incredible.
Those dizzy heights.
I mean, it's Chelsea, though. You look at the top 30 and you've got Courtois in there. Gary Cahill. in the top 20 of Gary Cahill. That's ridiculous.
A face only a mother could love.
Oh dear me. And so, as you say, there's a few when you look a little bit further down the list. You know, you get your Eriksons, you get your De Bruyne's, Robert Firmino,
Bobby Firmin,
friend of the show. But then I think the greatest surprise is you look through like the you know the first page of the top 30.
You got Walker, Tottenham Ranger there.
Walker, yeah. Oh, yeah, I like that. Not Nile Ranger though.
No.
Is Etienne Capoue.
Yeah.
In at number 19, like he, what a find! You've been signing him, haven't you?
I had him for a long time. I've let him go now. To wander the streets of Watford.
If you love him, let him go.
Yeah,
that's
what
we always say.
If they come back, you just got to send them away again because you've told them.
Yeah. And it's the only language he understands.
And then if they come back again, that's restraining order territory.
Yeah. Get out.
And then if they come back again, they're probably coming back to kill you. So I'd lock the door, really.
That's true.
But if you do, this is good advice for everyone out there. If you love someone, especially at this time of year at Christmas, split up with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, find out what they really want.
What you mean after you've bought them a Christmas present?
Yeah.
That's just not... That's the kind of thinking that makes you go over budget and fantasy football.
I love you. We're done.
Yeah. I tell you what, a player... I just went, yeah, I agree. Yeah, heartless. Mike, obviously, like not even disagreeing about that. But
sorry, I'm just doing some stats very quickly.
You're doing some stats. Live stats.
Live stats.
Live stats
from
the past.
We are cutting edge. I can't believe how low down Aguero is.
Yeah, I know.
Do you want to know what my live stats are?
Yeah, I was hoping you're going to do Aguero!
Oh, I can do that. Hang on.
Aguero!
Never tire of that.
Oh, clean up in aisle 5, Mavis.
Anyway, do you want to hear my stat attack?
Yes.
Aisle 5's what I call my penis.
Cereals and gluten-free.
What's 4 and 6? Anyway, don't worry. Value for money.
Oh, okay.
Defoe.
VFM,
yeah,
as we call it in the business.
Okay, Defoe is basically your best value for money out of all of it, out of the top lot.
Out of the top lot, but perhaps not out of the entire game.
No, but basically,
what's his cost per point?
Basically, that's what I've gone for. So I've basically taken the points and divided by their cost.
Yeah,
and Defoe is 11.6.
There might be something about that.
I don't know what that
mind
means.
Blown. Yeah, I love why you did the mind blown thing without saying it, and he's like,
No, I think he means he just like mind I don't understand blown. What that means.
It's just said he's 11.6. There is no frame of reference for that.
I don't know what that means.
It's like how strong was that earthquake? It's a D.
It's a D. It's like that thing that they do on the site, like the creativity score, you know, the ICM, which we haven't gone into again because it's still no. I like when nobody's even mentioned it. It's like the kind of little cripple child that's kept in a cupboard of fancy football.
We really are anti-disabled here. We're up many flights of stairs, but it's like when Championship Manager experimented with new things and then went, no one really cares about any of this.
Do the same thing. Yeah.
Points per million, that's what it is. I've worked it out.
PPM.
Yeah.
That's trademark. The team on paper. PPM.
Points per million. So basically, I've taken the points that they've scored so far and divided by the millions that they cost, and that's what I've done.
When we look back, like I recommend everybody looks back to show one because it was very abusive and really like, you know, very unprofessional. But Mike was a complete novice. We were bullying him.
Well, he looks a little bit like a baby.
That was the thing. Yeah,
he was very much the virgin.
He was very much like the virgin baby.
And if I know one thing about babies and virgins, you got to throw hate at them.
Yeah.
But that's how I was brought up.
That was a different activity that you were listening to.
Between
wasn't
you
it?
Two, I've now got mildly a vague interest
a
in
very
football.
Good interest. A very good interest.
A you've very earned, good interest
you've
in
earned
football.
My respect.
And also I'm quite into the stats as well.
You yeah, baby.
The fact that you're doing that like live and you've beaten any stat that I have got is incredibly impressive.
So yeah, Defoe's got 11.6 and then Sanchez, who's at the top, is a 10.76. Yeah.
Excellent.
But he drives a Lexus. My favourite joke that I made all
like
year.
That? I did like that. But can I talk about a different tack, though, on the take a different
yeah,
tack?
Yeah, you
so,
can, baby.
Obviously, we are the pioneers of FBL Golf. That's hashtag FBL Golf.
Mm. Of course, yeah.
So we all know that. It's the players who get the worst scores throughout the season, but must play. That's the critical thing. It's not the people injured. They must play. So I've been looking through and trying to make an 11 of our worst performance, the best people you could have in FPL golf. And I had a lot of fun with it. You know, those are 5 hours I never get back. Yeah. I've actually put
together... You haven't created an algorithm yet. That's, as soon as you do that...
I have, but for a very reasonable price. You know, I'll do that. For anybody who wants to email and ask that, I will.
You're all
do
about
it.
The money today.
That's it. Yeah, straight on. I love that. Oh, that's a great ad.
Back ref.
Oh, back ref. So I've done it as
try
a...
and bring that in later.
I've not just like got all of the worst defenders, because you know there's a lot of people who'd be easier to do that. I've gone for a classic 4-4-2. I'm not cheating.
Okay.
So I'll take it from the back. So my goalkeeper, I've got Costel Pantilimon.
Okay.
Who was he was Sunderland, I believe.
Yes. Well, he was Chelsea. And
Chelsea,
then he went Sunderland.
Quite right, very
he's,
big lad.
He's the tallest keeper in the Premiership.
He is, and the worst based on this. So I mean, this is a little bit. I say somebody's a little bit unfair because they've only made a few appearances, but he's only made one 58-minute appearance. But it's the fact that it was in the 6-1 defeat to Liverpool in game week 11, which is that's a damning indictment.
Was it 6-1 when he came on though?
Oh, I don't know. Like, he was down to
or
like...
Or was it 0-0? Or did they just go at 58 minutes? I think 6-1's enough.
We'll
let's
take
just call
Gomez,
it a day.
Let's just take Gomez off. He's suffered enough.
Yeah.
Like, he's already dead.
Stop. Stop hitting him.
I just like, just from a pure stats point of view, it's like 58 minutes, 6-1 loss on 1 point.
Doesn't bode well, does it?
Not very good. In defence, some great stats here. So Tyrone Mings from Bournemouth.
That's a bit harsh. I think he's quite an attractive man.
Hey! If you're listening, Tyrone, then get involved.
Yeah.
He's done one 1-minute appearance in game week 16, getting him 1 point, which I think is absolutely silly. An honourable mention for Tom Carroll, a young Spurs defender. He got 1 minute in game week 2 as well. But looking at ones who play a bit more...
It's 1 minute more than I will ever play at Premier League level. I've not given up hope of the Championship.
But he's like a mascot who gets a game. Let's be honest, like... He's like a mascot who's got some like really bad illness and gets to come in and like do a day, or like a fan who gets played. I mean, and God bless them, you know, they deserve that. You know, it's great to see that.
He's really going at the disabled and ill today.
What I'm saying is that Tyrone Mings is a worse player than a disabled mascot.
I bet.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes.
What is the lowest points you can get in FPL golf?
Well, Sergio Aguero got -2, didn't he?
There were no players with minuses throughout the season. People with zeros, but that's because they haven't played.
Jamie Vardy will have got a minus this week.
Yeah.
So everyone's got to play.
Yeah. So
if everyone plays, they get basically the lowest you can get is 11 points, basically.
You can get people who have minuses, but over the course of like this length of time, like a season, nobody's going to average out.
Sergio Aguero would be a very bold move to play in FPL golf.
Then what a Hail Mary! But that would be a proper play.
No, he will work.
That's a hole in one.
Yeah, he's consistently the Premier League's top scorer.
But
I reckon
he's going to get sent off
this week. Yeah, he's going to go for it. I'll give you an example. So Ben Watson, he's in the FPL golf team. He's a defender for Watford.
That's also the name of a golfer. So that's
it is that
ties very
in really nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
He played in week one and got -2 because he got a red card. So started really well. Then since then he's only had 3 other appearances, but that's taken him up because he gets a point each time to 1. But he was probably until
he's your perfect FPL golf
player. He was the perfect
player.
One. Well done, Ben Watson. Like. Believe
congratulations
to you. Done Ben Watson, everybody. Ben Watson, player of the season so far. I'll go through a few more.
Correction, player of the FPL
golf
season.
Golf player of the season. So we got Gabriel, voice of an angel, I hear. Beautiful singing voice. Arsenal fans. So he's made 5 appearances, but he's got 2 yellow cards.
Struggles with dimensions though, because of the one eye thing. He's got no depth perception.
What he's got?
Gabriel. I'm still talking about Gabriel the singer.
Oh, sorry. I'm not the angel. Sorry.
She's got the sparkly eye patch.
To be honest, that deserved a lot more.
If you've only got one eye, you struggle with depth perception.
In the first show, when I was still sober, that would have done really well.
Which makes you wonder how Gordon Banks managed.
That's true. Yeah. Anybody, if Gordon wants to tweet in and tell us, then...
Actually, his keeping style was very off the cuff. Yeah. Maybe he was always being surprised by the ball because he thought it was much further away.
Just incredible meerkat-like reaction. Yeah. Like, oh, shit. Oh, bloody hell. I'll go for a few more. My favourite player, John O'Shea, Jonathan O'Shea. He's got 12 points off 10 appearances. That's pretty good going. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done, O'Shea.
That is commitment to the FPL golf.
He's a superb player, playing off a scratch handicap.
That's perfect. I mean, that is perfect.
He's perfect FPL golf. That's classic FPL golf. The midfield's interesting. Have I got time, Mike, to go through all these?
Very quickly.
Okay. So, Stephen Pienaar, he used to be a lovely attacking midfielder. Mm. He made 11 appearances, got 10 points. Well done to him. Nice little red cards and yellow cards.
Pienaar, eh?
Yeah. You could be a little bit harsher. You know, you've got Fabian Delph, he's been a bit injured. But I like the fact that on the website at the moment, he's described, you see the injury, they say he's described as, he's got a knock, but with unknown return date. That seems like, that's a little bit non-committal. Like, he's just like, he's had a dead leg.
Yeah.
But he might be back
in
March.
I love Delph. Delph scored one of the best goals I've ever seen Leeds score.
Yeah.
He belted it with his left foot from outside the box. It was beautiful.
But now, 2 appearances, 2 points. It's got to be better. Nathan Dyer, do you remember? He was good.
Yeah.
He was good at well, about 2 appearances, 16 minutes.
He went
total,
to Man City, didn't
points.
He, Nathan Dyer? I think everyone's gone to Man City at some point.
Nathan Dyer's just been everywhere. He's very much a nomad. And then my tip for the FBL golf season and still doing well so far, Lee Catamole. He is going to get sent off many times.
What I like about him is that, obviously, at some point, his ancestors looked like animals.
Yeah.
And they couldn't
decide. As
did
all of them. Like,
what, one bunch of people said, he looks like a cat. Yeah. One bunch of people said, no, he looks like a mole. and that's how his surname came
you
about.
You took me right. I didn't
Lee,
know.
Cat or mole.
There we are. I love it.
No
Lee
one can
Cat
decide.
Lee Very Cat quickly, the forwards.
Okay, so we've got Julian Ngoi for Stoke. He's only made 5 minutes. It's a bit unfair. Jonathan Benteke, friend of the show.
Yeah.
Of course, Christian Benteke's brother, which we all know now. Thanks, Gary Bundy and Graham Billing, for pointing out that obvious thing that we know.
Yeah.
And it will be brought up a little bit later, I'm sure, as well. But anyway.
There we are. That's 4-4-2. Honourable mentions.
Hang on. Honourable mentions.
Honourable mentions to Memphis Depay, who's an incredibly expensive player. He's got 2 points, 2 appearances. Oliver McBurney.
At a cost of £10.5 million per point.
Just terrible. My favourite Spurs defender's name, Oliver McBurney, who is the perfect Scottish name I've ever heard. He's played 5 minutes in total. He's got one.
Good play, Angus.
He's very good. Abdoulaye Doucoure for Watford. He's played
Jordan
7 minutes. Jordan Rhodes.
Here's a frightening thing about David Nugent.
Yeah, David Nugent and Jordan Rhodes are the two ones.
Yeah, David Nugent, 4 appearances, 4 points. He's only 31.
Really?
Yeah.
He's been around for ages. Like,
I know.
I thought he played alongside Chris Sutton.
I thought he made his debut when he was 31.
Yeah, I mean, that's a bit, he's a great striker. Middlesbrough did very well, got him from the Championship. Jordan Rhodes, he was in my team for the first few seasons.
Really?
I thought he would start, and he was incredibly, he's incredible for Blackburn, and obviously in the greater plane. 6 appearances, 8 points.
Hashtag goals.
So there we are. That's not just a 4-4-2, Mike. That's also a 4-4-2 with a bench.
Yeah.
Mic drop. FPL golf. Get involved, bitches.
Anyway, coming up a little bit later on, we talk to Gary Neville. We've also got, what is it, the gory stories?
Funes Mori has issued us with some of his goriest stories.
People
say that we just do these things because they rhyme, but it's a genuine interest.
Genuine, festive.
And also, we're going to be talking about our top 5 most significant moments of the season so far.
And we've got Premier League players' Christmas wishes. It's so fun-packed.
It's jam-packed.
That and more. Let's do this.
Good team on paper. On FUBAR Radio.
The perfect gift for young and old. It's the new official Christmas album from Arsenal Football Club. With all your favourite Emirates classics, sung by the Brazilian centre-back with the voice of an angel, Gabriel Paulista. There's We Wish You Koscielny Christmas, We Wish You Koscielny Christmas. And of course, check the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la. Who could forget? Bellerin, the bleak midwinter. And of course, Cazorla and Alexis. And of course, the classic, the first Ozil. The first Ozil. With guest vocals from veteran tenor Arsene Wenger. Do you see what I see? So, when Santa's coming down the chimney, take your loved ones up the arsenal with an unmissable collection of Christmas hits. Only $5.99 from all good sports directs.
Team on Paper on FUBAR Radio.
Apparently Matt has lost it all.
I've lost it all. I've lost, like, the script's gone. Like, I've spilled champagne everywhere. I'm really sorry.
Do you know what? I had the most first world problem when I was outside earlier. I got champagne in my eye.
I actually, like, as I went in, I got a mince pie all over my script. I was like, I just smeared it all over it. Yeah. It was terrible.
It does look like fecal matter.
Yeah, there we are. Dirty Christmas protest. It's a shame they're not filming this.
Yeah.
Maybe we could have Scratch and Sniff next time on the...
I'm buying that Christmas album.
The Arsenal Christmas album?
Yeah.
I've just heard great video. Who would have thought it? Gabriel, terrible central defender, but yeah. Wonderful tenor. Mm. Incredible.
maybe you could do a duet with Gabriel.
What, Gabrielle the one-eyed...
Gabrielle and Gabrielle.
Oh, God, I shall.
You are so obsessed with disability today. What's going on?
Look, I was a bit annoyed that Team Paralympics GB was nominated as the best team in sports personality.
You're talking about a show that nominated two people who sit on horses that dance.
That's true. Mo Farah didn't win.
No credibility. One of the guys who sits on a horse that dances beat our greatest ever female Olympian... and our greatest ever distance runner.
That's true.
Britain, you are fucked in the head.
Awful. Dancy. Oh, the horse deserves the award. Yeah. As well. I bet the horse was sitting at home and just like eating chicken wings.
Yeah.
Like not being invited and just going.
Any sport that you can win a gold medal at that I think I could do, you don't deserve to get nominated for.
No, I agree. I'd say I can
sit on a horse. I hate horses; they terrify me.
Well, I'll tell you what. Do you know when I enjoy sports better when it goes through like the best moments of the year? Should we have a go ourselves?
Oh, that, my friend, is the best segue we have ever done. Can we have a most significant moment of the season so far, please?
No, because I've got the wrong.
That was the best segue we've had. And I teed it up so well.
Because basically I press number 12 and it goes,
"I should know this."
Is that an erotic
what
child?
Is that
an erotic child?
Oh, Barry.
Which we'll come to at some point next year. Anyway, moving on. It
was the most significant moment of the season so far.
Because that was Barry Bannon's kid. I've met him.
Not Barry Bannon.
Yeah, Barry Bannon. Yeah.
Barry Bennell.
No, I'm talking about the defender, Barry Bannon.
He's a midfielder.
Yeah.
Should we do a throw forward to some point?
We've lost all credibility here. We've gone from the greatest segue of all time.
Not that, Barry.
To just shambolic accusing everyone of being a pedo.
Barry McGuigan?
Yeah. Barry from EastEnders.
Barry from EastEnders? There we go. The most controversial joke of the season so far. If we can beat the Hitler joke, then
yeah, probably.
Like, right. Oh, it's incredible. So most significant moments of the season so far. There's been many. We've had many a debate, haven't we, on the show? What would you say? Where should we start? Should we do top five?
Yeah.
Hang on, one sec.
We've got 20 of them. So if you've only got five stings, saying from five to one, we're pretty buggered.
You could play five, four times.
Yeah.
Possibly. 1 second. Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, my God. I tell you what. If you're looking for a button monkey...
Shall I tell you about an honourable mention who isn't on 5-1?
Oh, yeah. Who just missed the cut?
Victor Anichebe. Not Anichebe, of course. Alan Shearer, for getting that wrong. You were talking about this, weren't you? You're very astute. Getting signed, but David Moyes getting him on a season-long loan.
No, he's free because he was a free agent.
Incredible. Yeah. Like, even better. Like, you know,
and he's changed their attack.
What a signer. David Moyes, I mean, we've had the odd go at him with his Skeletor cheeks. You know. But he's what a decision that was. And it's probably going to be the difference between them staying up or going down.
And if they stay up, I'm going to change the way I pronounce him. I'm going to change it from David Moyes to David Moyes.
Moyes. And I'm going to go to Victor.
David Moyes? Moyes.
Moyes. I'm going to go to Anichebe and apologise for ever pronouncing his name wrong.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm good.
You're ready?
Yes.
Oh, thanks. Welcome, Bot Pickers. It's been a great year. Coming in at five, we've got Swansea hiring Brad Bobley when Sam Allardyce was available.
Hang on, one sec.
at number 5.
We've got me fucking things up. Yes, Swansea hiring Brad Bobley when Alan Dicci was available. What terrible. Do you think about that, Poppickers?
Oh, terrible.
Why was I Australian? Carry on, yep.
We don't rate you, Brad. We don't rate you.
You want number 4, do you?
It's the natural success.
Coming in at 4.
Oh, it's down from 2. It's Santi Cazorla getting badly injured for Arsenal.
Oh, did we do a Santa base pun later?
Yeah, we do. But great. I think the thing about that is that Santi controls their tempo.
He does.
And they are a little bit all over the shop without him maestroing the midfield.
I love that. That's
do you
true.
Want to do number 3 in your best
in the top 3?
Marcus Rojo, only getting a yellow card against Everton.
Absolute fucking shambles.
You will never let this go, will you?
Tell you what.
So that's from a Brad Bobley perspective, Marcus Rojo, by the way. We know how his name is pronounced.
He could have been in prison, let alone suspended.
No.
Shocking.
Can I do number 2 as well?
Ripple effect.
In
yes.
second place.
Oh, that's a little bit racy. I expected number 2. I quite like that, Ali. It's unbelievably, as we discussed, Chelsea re-signing David Luiz and it being successful.
Yeah, and he's become a linchpin in the tightest defence we've seen in years.
What? How?
David Luiz.
Sideshow Bob is now incredible. We got Sideshow Brad Bobley.
The man that runs off and you're not quite sure he knows where he's going.
PlayStation controller.
Yeah.
Stuck under the sofa. With FIFA.
How does it work? We don't know. But it does.
You can do number 1 because it's your big thing. It's your big thing.
Hang on. Let's do this break. I need to press some buttons.
Oh, my word.
Ready?
Oh, it's all about the rhythm, isn't it?
You ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
You really ready?
Yes.
And the most significant moment of the season so far is...
I called it early doors.
You did.
It's Costa not getting a red card and the ripples that emanated therewith.
It is. We've called it the sliding doors moment.
Yes, because Gwyneth Paltrow was involved.
Yeah. And that Scottish guy who's gay and forwarding at a funeral.
He loves Man United.
Yeah.
But no, it's basically he could have been sent off twice. He wasn't. He scored the winning goal in both games and in a game where he would have been suspended.
Yep.
And now he's being suspended for a game that he wouldn't have been suspended for or something.
I agree.
The quantum mechanics of it are beyond my comprehension.
Yeah.
But I think he's a
Marty,
worthy...
Marty, it's Diego Costa. Yeah. We've got to go back.
Yeah.
It's with your kids, Marty. By the way, can we still use that music, by the way?
Sure. Do you want
it? What is it? Like that one?
It's just the chart music from Once Upon a Time. You're demanding something that's quite... I need to find it on the list.
Right.
There it is.
I can't do your job, but at the same time, I feel compelled to chastise you for not doing it yourself.
I don't know, just when I hear it, it feels a little bit rapey.
Mm. Now then, little boys and girls, what's this I've got in my pocket?
Imagine in the background and you're a 10-year-old boy and
guys, come on!
You'll be like, no, because you hear that. Our listeners out there who have had some kind of horrendous thing happen to them, that's going to be a trigger. They're going to have post-traumatic stress and you've brought that upon them.
Michael, don't worry about what's going on here. This is just our little secret.
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
It's the new collection of obvious Christmas football puns that you've been thinking of all season. Yes, Andy Carroll and Roy Carroll bring you Carroll's Carols, featuring songs with an increasingly tenuous link to football, such as Merry Christmas, Heung-min Son. All I want for Christmas is kaboom. And the classic hit from Pep Guardiola, Last Christmas you gave me Joe Hart, but the very next day I gave him away. Who could forget Randolph the Red-Nosed Keeper had a very shiny nose? And looking back with the classic Cruel Alexander anthem, Barry's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. As a special this year, the charity single, Away with Nile Ranger. With all proceeds going to the Nile Ranger Foundation, that's just £5,400 from all good JD Sports.
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah.
What the fuck
yeah.
are you thinking?
Just debating, like, due to popular demand, we might
contrary
be going
over. Contrary to popular yeah. demand.
Contrary to production demand, we might be going over time. But we just want to give.
Not much, because Ali does have a train to catch.
Look, we just want to get you, you know, every bit of funny content we can squeeze out in the last few minutes.
Talking of which, Gary Neville has come up in the news very recently. What's he done?
It's been accused at Hotel Football, the hotel he owns with a lot of former Man United
players.
They
spent a whole afternoon coming up with a name for that place.
Yeah, Hotel Football. They've been
should
accused
we call it Manchester United Hotel?
No, Hotel Football. it's been accused that there's been sex workers working at the hotel.
And hang on,
been
a hotel in Manchester where prostitutes go? I refuse to believe that.
Apparently that's what it is. And apparently there's been some involvement of various members of staff and the board. And I decided, you describe me as a roving reporter, right?
I don't think it's more decided. He granted you an interview.
He did. He's very kind. Friend of the show as well. I decided to go and find out what it's all about.
All the Neville boys, Gary, Phil, Southall.
Oh, we're on first name terms with, especially with Neville.
Yeah.
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
So, Gary, thanks very much for meeting us. I know it's a difficult time for you, given the allegations against some of your Welsh international business associates. I have to ask you, when you were in the club on the night in question, what was your view of what you saw?
But the reality is the results were shocking. And, you know, when you go to that club, you're told very early on, when the white handkerchiefs come out, you're off.
I mean, you say white handkerchiefs, Gary. I mean, in a court of law, we're probably talking wank rags. You say, I've got to ask you, you know, is there anything about that night where you think, you know what, maybe I shouldn't be involved?
No, I don't regret going. I think that if I was going to take a managerial job, it would have been for something that was worth the risk. And the rewards would have been big for me. I'd have got it right.
I mean, I guess when you're saying not got it right, what you're saying is that some of the things that were happening in room 509 after the club were perhaps not for you.
I wish I'd done things differently. Two or three big things. I wish I'd done two or three big things differently. I would never speak about them, but I wish I'd done two or three big things differently.
Two or three big things. I mean, the allegations really are piling up in this case. I mean, you are being recorded, so, you know, I appreciate you trying to keep your counsel on certain things. It's a live case. I know that, going on to another note, you were there with another colleague of yours from Liverpool, and I hear that you can do an incredible impression of him. Can you just describe to us, maybe in his old words, what he said when he first entered the room?
I've been waiting 6 months for this. Let's go.
It's an astonishing likeness. I mean, it's a skill I didn't realise you had. I mean, I've heard that this guy's hunger is absolutely insatiable. What did he say when he was in the midst of things, let's say?
Come on, next one. Come on, I've got to get through all of these.
Shocking. Absolutely shocking. But I'm glad that you're revealing it, you know, giving us a real insider's view of this. Have you got any final words before the case goes forward?
Oh, jelly baby.
Well, whatever turns you on, Gary, whatever turns you on, I really wish you all the best in this.
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
Very, very, very insightful there, I feel.
Gary Neville, filthy sex pervert, allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly. I mean, the jelly baby abuse in the Premiership has reached epidemic levels.
It's rife, isn't it? Yeah. It's absolutely rife.
Yeah, they're so into them. Green, red, doesn't matter.
I think you're
ready
for this jelly baby.
Are you ready for this jelly baby?
That's a joke. So shall we talk about Christmas wishes?
Yes, because as a regular listener might know, we we record this show almost in the shadows of the Emirates Stadium, where the Arsenal play. And as you might also know, Premier League footballers are thick as shit.
Yeah.
So a lot of them have addressed their Christmas wishes to Santi. And they've ended up at Santi Cazorla's place.
Oh, so close.
Yeah. Learn to spell, guys. It's not difficult. Santa.
Leave it in his chimney.
Yeah. And we are postal thieves. It's a, you know, it's a big crime, but I'm not afraid to admit it. I like stealing other people's posts.
The police had this season off, so we don't.
Yeah,
care.
We've got so many Amazon vouchers in your face. Yeah, if you don't want your Amazon vouchers stolen, buy a more creative present.
Yeah.
And so I've got some of them. Do you want to hear what Premier League players are wishing for this Christmas?
This is the kind of insight we've grown very investigative.
So Troy Deeney has asked Santi.
Hang on. He's not asking for his.
No, he's not. He's not. He's got great sales of that. He doesn't.
Not his magic box. His box of tricks.
If he never kicks a ball again, he's made because of his box of.
Because of the advertising they've done. If there are any like advertisers out there, such as American-based sports game companies who would like to be involved, then Troy Deeney is a case study. Let's just say that.
Yeah. Well, Troy Deeney has asked if the one can go in off his arse, or anything. Please, please, please. And then he's put, I've got now 99 goals and now I just need one. Which I think, I'm not very down with the kids, but it's a reference to a Jay-Z song.
He was trying to build a rapport with Santa, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I didn't realise it was a Spanish midfielder. I have no comprehension of what he's talking about. Yeah.
Okay, we've got one here from a Brad Bobley.
Oh, good to friend of the show.
He wants an American to English dictionary so that he stops saying things like PK and road games.
Awful man.
Yeah, I think basically he's realised he's massively out of his depth.
Yeah.
And interestingly, though, here's another one. The Swansea squad sent one saying, please can we have a manager who has the slightest fucking clue what they're doing?
They've got a point.
Nice to see them all coming together to hate one person.
Maybe they needed an English to American dictionary. And they might understand what's going on.
But surely, if they're playing in Swansea, they're all Welsh.
I think Bob Bradley reminds me of Duncan Moorhouse. Like he's got that kind of really like proper shaved up. Or maybe a Jaap Stam after a few nights on the sauce.
Jaap Stam was a big Dutch man.
Oh,
I can't remember the rest of the rhyme.
Does Bobley then really need actually an American to Welsh dictionary?
He needs a football dictionary.
Right, okay.
Especially the area marked defence.
Yes, that's... Or defence.
Tom Heaton has asked for a defence... There we go. Has asked for a defence willing to stand in front of him so he doesn't have to face 30 shots every week.
That is true. He deserves that. Great.
Bless your magic hands, Tom Heaton. We love you at this show. And his manager, Sean Dyche...
The Ginger Mourinho.
Yeah. Dear Santi... Please, can I have some throat lozenges?
He has got a very throaty voice.
Yep. He gargles with gravel.
Poor lad.
He breathes fire.
See, the Ginger Mourinho used to be a compliment, now it's an insult.
Ross Barkley. Interesting.
Enemy of the show.
He's asked if he can go back in time 3 years to when he was the most promising youngster in the game. Now, I think
we've got to go back. It's your kids, Barkley.
Time travel and disability is becoming a real theme.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree Santa is obviously magic.
Obviously.
But I don't think he does time travel. He's got a sleigh, not a DeLorean.
Yeah. Santa may be magic, but Santi. Yeah. Not so much.
Exactly. You didn't see the Arsenal midfield of the 2012 season. Yeah.
Andy Carroll wants a new, more reliable body. And I hear he's been a good boy, so hopefully he'll get one.
Oh, it's nice, isn't he? He hasn't been doing any of that dodgy, sexy stuff. Mm.
Charlie Adam wants a face the same age as the rest of his body.
That is true. When he was on a Match of the Day, Match of the Day 2 this week, and he was wearing a jumper that looked like a schoolboy's jumper, and it was like he is like on the pitch, was the juxtaposition of his 70-year-old face.
Yeah.
With that is incredible.
If you met Charlie Adam in a pub and he told you that he used to work down a pit before Thatcher closed it, you'd believe him.
That's true.
And there's just a couple more.
One more.
Snodgrass has asked for a striker to get on the end of all his crosses.
Oh.
And some tenants extra. Well, because he likes a drink.
He loves a drink and just a tinsy bit of sexual allegation.
And Arsene Wenger
allegedly.
Arsene Wenger has said, "Dear Santi, every year I love my word of the day calendar, but can you please get one that doesn't mock me? Because apparently words so far in December have included collapse, spineless, feeble and predictable."
Oh
poor like Arsene. You've been a good boy, Arsene. We'll see what we can do.
Well done, Arsene.
But yeah, they're some...
I enjoyed that.
Christmas wishes. They've got all the money in the world.
I'm feeling a little bit... You know, I'm a bit of a humbug. I feel a little bit wholesome. I'd like something just to cut through it.
Rob, what would you like for Christmas?
I would very much like a PS4.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I very rarely play on any kind of computer game.
I'd like two things. One, I'd like a £25 free bet on DraftKings.
Ooh.
It's not a bet.
Who are these DraftKings of which you speak?
It's not a bet, it's a game.
But I'm pretty sure we can sort that out.
To
next
be honest,
year.
I'm 15 quid up anyway. So who's winning? Who's sponsoring whom?
Who will be sponsoring whom?
Who will be sponsoring whom? Maybe it'll be me by then. I'd say that the other thing I'd like is to have some kind of ghostly insight into the world of the Premier League footballer.
Ah.
Are you talking Funes Mori?
Oh my god, it's so spooky. It's like he's here.
Well, no, it's not. He doesn't sound anything like that. You'd think he would because he's Portuguese. But you wouldn't believe what Funes Mori's voice is really like. He's our new consultant.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll find out.
On the horrors.
No. Different one.
Good team on paper. On FUBAR Radio.
Hello, love. I'm Everton's Portuguese defender, Funes Mori. Now, I know what you're thinking. He doesn't sound Portuguese, but you don't know what I've been through, so back off. All right, just back off. Anyway, when I'm not lazily running back while the ball trickles over the line really slow, I'm busy studying the art of the tackle. I love a good tackle. Who doesn't, eh, boys? But I'm fascinated by the bad ones. And that's what this is about. Welcome to Funes Mori's Gory Story. Over the course of the series, I'll tell you about Matty Taylor, Roy Keane, Ryan Shawcross, and a host of other very naughty boys. But I'm going to start you off gently with little Ben Thatcher. Now, Ben's a lovely lad, bit of a temper mind. In 10 years, he got 43 yellow cards and 4 reds, but none of his tackles were more notorious than when he had a right old to-do with Pedro Mendes, another Portuguese lad, sounds just like me. Ben were playing for Manchester City back then because they had cheap players, and Pedro were playing for Portsmouth, and back then what they were doing was bankrupting small local businesses by spending money they didn't have. Anyway, Pedro's on the sideline with the ball, and Gentle Ben, I call him Gentle Ben ironically because he was a massive thug. Anyway, Gentle Ben comes in and he throws his foot at the ball and he misses it completely. Oh, terrible, terrible bit of football. But here's the good thing. He also missed young Pedro. So no harm done, you're thinking. But then why's Pedro lying on the floor? He's out cold, he's Sparko. So everyone's a bit confused. Why is he out? Is there a sniper? Did he see a ghost and faint? Is he like one of those narcoleptic goats that falls asleep every time he gets excited? Oh, that you should see them on YouTube, they're hilarious. Well, no, actually, it's none of that. What had happened was that when he'd run into tackle, Gentle Ben had thrown his elbow right into Pedro's chops. It was a cracker. Conor McGregor had loved it. So anyway, there on the floor is my fellow Portugueser, as we call each other, getting oxygen so he doesn't die. And do you know what the referee did? He did nothing. Just gave us a throw-in. Couldn't believe it. Harry Redknapp were livid. His face went even redder than normal. Puce it was. But yes, so that's the story, the gory story of Ben Thatcher. Join me next time on Funes Mori's Gory Stories to see what surprising thing Eduardo had poking out of his sock.
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
I'm looking forward to hearing the next episode of that.
I was slightly spooked by it, to be honest. You know, I'm going to be like checking under my bed tonight.
Well, I think I know what's poking out of Eduardo's sock, and it's nothing sexy.
God, I wish I hadn't bought that
unless
house.
Unless you like bone.
I wish I hadn't bought that house in Crewe or Newcastle or Glasgow.
Peter Schmeichel, you might want to look away for that segment.
What are we talking about next? Because I've lost all track of what's going on.
I think, I mean, you know, we've talked a lot about...
Is it Y2K? Is that what's just happened?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
We're talking a lot about, you know, the kind of the darker side of football, the stats of it. And I thought we might take a bit of a hilarious break, if I may.
Well, that's bold.
I know. Well, I've been looking at... I've been exhausted in my research for our league. A lot of different leagues. I'm on the Guardians League.
Good
I'm on the General
got a
League.
Job, isn't it?
I know, Liverpool Fan League. Just been using a lot of cheap company internet. I was going to come up with a top 10 of the funniest team names that are out there, but there were so many that I've actually got a top 15.
Okay, I will judge whether they are.
I can use the top 5 again. One sec. Yeah.
Yeah, but it starts at 15.
Yeah, you do the five.
So I get to 5 and like, okay, listeners, so look out for 5 and the production values are going to go up at least 4 times.
But I'm guessing you've actually written them because number 1 is not anywhere near as funny as number 15.
We're going to have a debate about that. But I'll go through them. They are in an order, but we can argue.
But
about
you're
it.
Not saying number one is the funniest team name. You're not.
I can't be. Okay, maybe number two.
Do you watch Mrs. Brown's Boys?
Look, there was a,
is that what's
let's,
happening?
Let's there get, was a formatting problem, right? And we need to, like, right, so let's go through them. So, at number four, you got any music?
Yeah, yeah, one sec.
Allegedly. So, at number 15. It's a bit distracting. Number 15, we've got Men Behaving Chadley by Martin Lynch. I've actually mentioned each person who's done it, because okay. They deserve it. They're very clever. At number 14, Mr. Bojangles.
Like the song.
Very nice. Theo Rowley. 13, What a Massive Conte by Mark McBride. That makes you laugh so much. I can't even pronounce it.
It's playing on the idea that he's a cunt.
Yeah, that is. So you've used that word again, Rob, and we said you would. The 50 Shades O'Shea.
By
Katie Sykes.
Like the sex novel.
There we are. Then we've got number 11, Guilty's Pleasures.
Is that a play on Guilty Pleasures?
Yeah.
Okay.
Guilty's Pleasures.
Not as good. Nice. It's certainly not as good as Men Behaving Chadley. I'm questioning your entire format here.
Amanda Brown, who came up with that one. Well done,
Amanda, well done, but right. Still.
Well done. Number 10, Kante's Peak.
Oh, hang on. Referencing.
Yay!
Reference to the Pierce Brosnan film Dante's Peak about a volcano erupting in an area with no lava.
It's niche. Chris Page, well done to you. Number 9, we've got Show Me De Manet.
Stealing from the show is not appreciated.
Yeah, I know. You can be original.
Well, Jodie Banks.
If indeed that is your real name.
Then we've got a person very mind should be higher than this, but I did the list, so I only got myself to blame. We've got Fiddler on the Hoof.
That's very good.
Oh, lovely. Dan Constantini, who happens to be my hairdresser.
Kiddie Fiddler on the Hoof.
Yeah, although it's Trevor Alex did it this time, but both do an excellent job.
Again, I'm questioning everything you've ever done now. This list is all sorts of fucked up in this.
No, like, but that was genuinely him.
No, it's next great.
Up, hang on one sec.
At number 7, we've got Lord of the Ings.
Oh, because of Danny Ings.
Like Paul Jordan.
Danny Ings played a minute of football this season.
He has not, but he's still welcome. In the very popular in Burnley still. Number 6, Sonic Hoof.
Robert Hoof, popular.
He's very good, That's by Jen Stamp, well done to you. Then number 5.
Hang on.
At number 5.
Nice. We've got Keen as Mustard.
Michael, Robbie or Roy?
All of the above.
That makes me hate them a bit.
Lyndon Charlie, which is a great name. Lyndon Charlie, what a great name.
Yeah, if you're going to put, you know, please put your real names so that we can credit you.
No, that is a real
and name. And the
it
next
sounds
one.
Like a bomb.
Number 4.
Coming in at 4.
So we've got Rich Kirkoran with the fantastic Partridge homage. Dan!
What you can't see at home is that the Dan has two N's. Like Dan Scott.
Yes. Dan Scott. brilliant.
That's good, I like that.
Crystal Palace defender, superb. Number 3.
In the top 3.
I feel like I'm repeating when you do the thing there, but is Are You Having a Laugh?
I'm guessing that's an extras reference.
Are you having a laugh?
Are you having
is
a laugh?
He having a laugh?
Oh, it's Are You Having a Laugh, sorry. Are You Having a Laugh? Yeah, sorry, but it works both ways. That's by James Mill. Well done to you.
Yeah,
and
good,
then a debate here about the top two. But
in second place...
Second joke is... It will be to be too!
You see, I have an issue with that because it requires you to spell the name wrong.
It will be to be too!
Yeah, you see, as soon as you say his name properly, it doesn't work.
Tom
Johnson, you're not half as clever as you think you are. I think you need to leave.
Well done, Tom. You
no,
get my
no,
vote.
Not well done.
And then, number
shame
one.
On you.
And
one.
The most significant moment of...
It's the work.
The most significant name in the season so far. I love this. Rob hates it. Harry Tomlinson for the Pogs Bollocks.
Right, quick...
Come on!
Quick vote for you to do in your head right now. Is that better than Men Behaving Chadley?
Right.
Quick show of hands.
Get involved on Twitter.
Quick show of hands in the studio.
No, get involved
Men Behaving Chadley? Yeah, we got two for Men Behaving Chadley. You're going for Pogs Bollocks,
Pogs
Mike.
Bollocks.
I'm impartial. I'm
just because you were at his
Pogs
wedding.
Bollocks.
For shame.
Right.
At GTO Paper, at Good Team on Paper, at FUBAR Radio, tell us what you think. Right.
Tell us your name. If is you it can, better?
If
tell
you
us
can
it.
Take us seriously anymore
tell us
after
it.
That shambolic appearance.
Tell us it. I tell you what, my favourite most random name is definitely an Awi, Vicky Walker with We Love Martin Yol. For no reason, like just off the cuff. Like,
I loved Martin Yol. I thought he was doing a really good job at Spurs.
He's an unlikely sex symbol, I hear.
Yeah. I think he could start a detective agency.
Okay, what would that be?
Just Martin Yol's detective agency. He wouldn't come up with a funny name for it.
So it wouldn't be like some TV show or anything like
that. He's to the point. He knows exactly what he's offering in a detective world.
Yeah, because I'm sure on his business card it says Martin Yol, football manager. He doesn't fanny about. He's not trying to be director of football.
Fine, fair enough.
He's not a coach.
Have we got any time left?
No.
Oh, God.
Goldfest, get me up.
Goldfest. Game 19, 30 to the Merseyside defender. Goldfest will be Leicester West Ham.
No, it's not. It's going to be Swansea Bournemouth because they can't help but concede.
Snoozefest.
Leicester West Ham is going to be awful.
Watford Spurs is going to be terrible.
Oh, I think that's going to be a points fest.
Oh,
we're so
my God,
controversial
we're going to have
here.
Debate.
Game week 20.
I don't know. I've dropped the script.
Goals. Middlesbrough versus Leicester.
Oh,
that's
Christ.
That's going to have at least six goals.
Oh,
in
Christ.
It.
I found it. Sunderland Liverpool.
West Brom Hull's going to be a snooze fest.
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman. Sorry.